WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. Ever feel like life's throwing you curveballs faster than a major league pitcher? Like here comes to the juggling deadlines, relationships, and that never-ending to-do list. Yeah, I get it. We live in a world designed to keep us running on overdrive and stress. Well, it's practically our unofficial mascot. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Today, we're diving deep into building healthy coping mechanisms for stress because let's face it, surviving is one thing, thriving is another. We're going to unlock some seriously powerful tools that'll help you navigate the storms and emerge calmer, stronger, and more resilient than ever before. We're talking about practical strategies you can implement right now, not just fluffy feel-good tips. Think of this as your personalized stress-busting toolkit. Here are five key takeaways to remember. First up, acknowledge and accept those feelings. I know it sounds simple, but ignoring stress doesn't make it disappear. It's like trying to hide a monster under the bed. It's still there, just waiting to pounce. Instead, give yourself permission to feel whatever you're feeling, anxiety, frustration, even anger. Acknowledging those emotions is the first step towards managing them effectively. Think of it as stepping into your emotional truth, owning it, and not letting it own you. Next, find your stress-busting sanctuary. This could be anything that helps you find peace and clarity. A quiet walk in nature, an invigorating workout, curling up with a good book, or even just taking 10 deep breaths. The key is to identify what truly soothes your soul and make time for it regularly. Think of it as investing in yourself because self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Thirdly, channel that energy. Stress often manifests itself physically and mentally. Instead of letting it consume you, channel that energy into something positive and productive. Need to get a project done? Feeling restless? Use that energy to fuel your motivation. Ever heard the saying, turn that frown upside down? It's more than just a catchy phrase, it's about reframing your perspective. Now, let's talk about connection. Human beings are social creatures by nature. We thrive on connection and support. When you're feeling overwhelmed, reach out to someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, or mentor. Sharing your burdens lightens the load, and often, just talking it out can bring immense relief. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Finally, practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is all about being present in the moment without judgment. It's about paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without getting carried away by them. You can try simple mindfulness exercises like focusing on your breath, noticing the sounds around you, or even just taking a mindful walk. Think of it as training your brain to stay grounded and focused, even amidst the chaos. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, facing a mountain of deadlines and unexpected challenges. Your mind races, your heart starts pounding, and that familiar feeling of stress creeps in. But wait, you remember our conversation today. Take a deep breath. Acknowledge those feelings without judgment. You decide to step away for 5 minutes, maybe a quick walk around the block or just listening to your favorite song. When you return, you feel calmer, more centered, and ready to tackle those challenges head on. That's the power of healthy coping mechanisms. They aren't about eliminating stress altogether, it's about equipping yourself with the tools to navigate it gracefully. Remember these key takeaways. Acknowledge your feelings, create your own stress-busting haven, channel that energy, connect with others, and practice mindfulness. You've got this. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could use some stress-busting inspiration. Let's spread Stoic wisdom together. Don't forget to join our conversation on social media. I love hearing your thoughts and experiences. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and keep building that resilient life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.